Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford and this is your Monday Moment. Is boss now the other B word? In a recent LinkedIn conversation, it became real apparent real fast that when asked to define boss, most people saw that as a negative role. But when asked to define leader, it was all roses and sunshine. Comments for days about how great that particular role was. Now, can't a boss be a leader? Or is a boss now the new big B word that has just as much bite and sting as the other one? Is there a reason that we've vilified the concept of being a boss? And if that's how we see it, then is any how to be a better boss training or development really going to change their possible perception of you? Now, here are some ways in which I think we can make a few changes in both perception and performance. First, level the playing field. When you become a boss, if you come in guns a-blazing, you're simply going to proliferate the perception that a boss is a bad thing. If instead you gather the team around and seek first to understand them, earn their respect, showcase their value, and learn from them, instead of believing it's only you that they are able now to learn things from, this will level the playing field and at least give your reputation a fighting chance. Second, be a better boss. Now, the perception of others is usually based on their experience and merely what's now become nothing more than a habitual belief. If they believe that boss is a bad thing, then they're on the lookout for all the bad things you might do. And when that happens, no matter what you do, something bad will be what they see. Perception changes take time and consistent reinforcement. But like any problem, the first thing to do is to admit there is a problem. So, if the team over which you've now been promoted as the boss has had a bad experience in the boss before you, let them know, for example, that you know there was a problem and that you'd like their input as to how you can be a better boss. Now, it's not going to happen overnight, and you may not heed all of their feedback, but those you wish to keep will likely pay attention to the efforts you make and make changes in their perceptions. And finally, be consistent, equitable, and focused. Now, if these three things were all you did as a boss, then the team may still have a complaint or two, but it'll be hard to make much noise about it because employees complain with regularity about how their bosses are inconsistent, unfair, not focused on them in any way. In fact, most employee complaints that we hear from corporate clients and fellow colleagues stem from one of these three issues. Be consistent in your approach, meaning either your door is always open or you're hard to reach, but pick a lane. Be equitable. Give the same degree of feedback, recognition, and perceived value of your time to each person. Note, that doesn't mean you need to give them the same feedback or the same kind of recognition or same amount of time. It means that you address their needs in the way they need them, which also means you may want to ask them or at least observe. And this leads us to focus. What we promote to positions of power or positions of leadership most often are those who are task-focused. They're either focused on getting it done or getting it right. And there's no it in person, if you will. What this means is that if you've got your eye always on the ball and not the team members who are working to keep the ball in play, then you're looking at the task or object, watching where it goes and addressing its direction once it gets there. When the only way to change the direction is to focus on who moved the ball. In other words, in most cases, focusing on the task is like looking at the symptom and not the real cause of the problem or source of the positive outcome. Focus on the people and you'll get that proverbial ball to go exactly where you want it to go. Now, what do you believe? Is boss a big B word? If so, that's likely how you're being perceived, and you might have some work to do. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious.